The shadow who aids the forces of law and order is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Shadow's Revenge. In a cell, in a large Midwestern penitentiary, two convicts sit on the edge of a lower bunk. One, a big, swarthy man, pretends to read a newspaper several days old. The other pretends to tie his shoe.
Just got the tip off from the boy. Everything's set, Rocco.
The wind at the end of the corridor fixed.
Yeah, all set.
Okay, Regan, you know what to do. Make it good.
Suppose we get separated.
I told you where the car would be. Meet me there.
Check. Here it goes.
Guard!
All right, now what's going on down here?
Regan, guard, he just keeled over and started moaning like this.
Okay, stand back from the door. I'm coming in. What's the matter, Regan? Where's it
right? Right here. It hurts awful.
Here, I don't see more.
You like to kill him, Rocco.
Cut the gap, grab his gun. I got his keys. Come on. Here's the window. Cover me, Regan. I'm going out.
Right. Okay, Regan. Jump. Walk me down here. Come on,
now. Now what, Rocco?
The car's waiting for us where Annie left us. We gotta make it. Duck! It's
coming on the spot. I must have found a guard. We gotta run for it.
Yeah?
Okay, Annie, open up. It's me, Rocco.
Inside, quick. I didn't think you'd make it, Rocco. You two are really hot. Come on, I got clothes for you in the car.
And... No, I ask you, is there any way to greet a guy that's been sitting it out in stir for 5 years? Come here, Annie.
Cut it out, Rocco. You ain't got time to doodle around. You gotta get moving. I can meet you out of town someplace.
You won't have to meet me any place, baby. I'm not going out of town.
What?
I got business here first.
Business? Not that guy Cranston you're always talking
That's
about.
That's right, Annie. I swore I'd pay him for that one-way ticket to the big house. You wouldn't want me to renege on a debt, would you?
You'll never make it, Rocco.
Every copper in the country's got your picture, and it ain't because you're pretty.
No copper's gonna grab me, Annie. I had a long time to think about it. 5 long years in a cheese box. All I could think of was catching up with Cranston 5 long years. I ain't passing up the chance now.
What's the big surprise you said you had?
I'm not sure myself. Margot Shreely called me a little while ago and was quite insistent I'd take a ride with him in his new cab.
New cab?
Yes, see, his old one just about fell apart on him. Oh, no. Tell me it isn't Suffolk.
What is... is this crazy place up there on top of that handsome
No, I've seen everything.
Hello, Mr. Cranston. It's nice.
Hello, Shreely.
How do you like my new cab? How do you like it?
Shreely, what's the idea?
Well, a new cab I couldn't get, Mr. Cranston. So I figured this is better than nothing. I figured this is better than... get in, I'll take you for a ride.
Well,
Oh, come on, Lamont, let's.
Okay. All right, in you go, darling.
Right.
Down the avenue, Mr. Cranston? You wouldn't know it when you go slow, you wouldn't know it.
Down the Avenue will be fine. Shrevey, what's this?
That's a portable radio, Mr. Cranston. Maybe my fair likes romantic music, maybe you like.
Oh, this is really a surprise, Lamont. Let's have some music on the radio.
All right, darling.
Now we bring you a special warning from Police Commissioner Weston. Al Rocco and Ed Regan, the two convicts who escaped from Lockmore Penitentiary, are still at large. The police are baffled by the fact that neither Rocco nor Regan have made any attempt to break through the blockade thrown around the metropolitan area. Both men may be holed up someplace in the center of the city and make...
What's the idea of turning it off, darling?
I'm taking no chances of you getting mixed up in that case. After all, we're out for a nice ride. Oh, Mark.
What?
Did you see that gorgeous hat in that window? How do we stop this thing?
Oh, I might have known. Wait a minute, I'll wrap.
Right.
There's something wrong, Mr. Cranston. Something's wrong.
Gotta stop, Shrevey. Miss Lane saw a hat she'd like to try on.
Okay. Whoa there.
Thanks, Shrevey. I won't be a minute, Lamont.
Mm-hmm. I'm beginning to see why these things went out of style. A man couldn't go a block in one without his wife seeing a hat or a frock in a window.
Yeah, you save money on gas, all right. But I don't think the horse is going to replace the auto, Mr. Cranston. I don't think it's going to replace.
Look, Rocco, this is crazy. You'll be picked up sure. We're headed right for the middle of town.
I told you before, Annie. You do the drive and leave the rest to me.
Annie's right, Rocco. Look at all the cops.
Relax, Regan. This is the last place they'd look for us, right under their nose.
You're not going to get anything out of this guy Cranston but grief.
I know what I'm doing.
You mind telling us, Rocco? Maybe like that we'll feel better.
Okay. We're putting the snatch on Cranston.
Just like that. He walks up to you, gets into your car, and says, I'll go peaceful, Rocco, just like that.
Yeah, just like that, Annie.
So you get Cranston. That still don't get you past those roadblocks. You're still electric chair bait, Rocco.
That's what you think. This guy Cranston pulls plenty of weight with the cops, huh? They all know he's a buddy of Commissioner Weston's, don't they?
Oh, I begin to see what you mean.
And when you get in the clear?
When I get in the clear, Annie, I tattoo my initials on Cranston. With a 45.
You was wanting something, Mr. Cranston? You was wanting?
Shirley, how long have we been waiting for Miss Lane? Seems like ages.
Well, we've been sitting here in a hack for half an hour with it.
What is it, Shirley? Shirley, what's the matter?
Well, if it ain't my old friend Lamont Cranston, I've been looking forward to seeing you again, pal.
Al Rocco?
Yeah. Al Rocco, remember? I made a date with you that last time we met. I said I'd be coming out to get you. Here I am. Shrevey.
At the moment, I'm engaged, Mr. Cranston. A character is standing no less than 10 feet from me with his gun point right at my stomach with his gun point.
Ed Regan, I presume. Still the smart cook, yeah, Cranston.
Where's the dame?
Miss Lane? Well, I know she'll just hate missing you, but she didn't come along today.
She
had a little...
Gal Rocco. She was in the hat store.
No, Rocco, don't.
Shut up, Cranston.
Sorry, Lamont, I didn't... What's all this?
Rocco's the name, sister. Al Rocco. Was just inviting you and your friend Cranston to take a ride.
You'll never get away with this, Rocco. Don't you realize this is right in the heart of the biggest city in the world?
Yeah, pretty smooth, eh? All right, get out of this wagon and into the car and no fuss. That is, unless you'd like to see your girlfriend splashed all over the sidewalk.
All right, Rocco.
Come on, get in, Rocco. There's a cop back there and I got a corner.
Okay. Inside the car, you two.
What about the monkey up in the back?
What do we need him for? Not Shrevey. Rocco, don't.
So long, sucker.
Shrevey.
Get going, Regan. We're almost up to the roadblock, Rocco.
What are we going to do?
Nothing. Cranston's going to take us right through it, aren't you, Cranston?
You'll never make it, Rocco. The police will grab you.
Okay, slow down. They're stopping the cars one by one. Go on. Where next? Remember, Cranston.
All right, folks. You'll have to... Oh, hello, Mr. Cranston. You can go through.
Hello, Cassidy. Look, Cassidy.
We're holding up the line, Lamont. We better go along.
Cassidy, look, these men...
They're piling up behind you, Mr. Cranston. Mind moving along?
Go on, you heard the officer.
I tried.
Sure, you tried. I told you what was going to happen if you crossed me.
Not here, Rocco. There may be other roads blocked. Can't you wait till we get to the hideout?
Okay, okay. That gives you just about another hour to be healthy, copper.
Lamont, are you all right?
Yes. What happened, Mother?
It was Rocco. As soon as we were past the roadblock, he stopped the car and beat you over the head with his gun. How do you feel?
Pretty rugged. Where are we?
I don't know. Some kind of a hideout. They threw you into this back room. What's going to happen to us?
Not what they think, Margot. They're going to pay for the vicious murder of Shreve.
How? What can we do?
We can't do anything, Margot. The Shadow can.
Yeah.
All right, Margot, get back. Shadow's going to handle these killers.
I don't think we ought to stay out here any longer than we have to, Rocco.
We're staying until they square things off with Cranston.
What's his trouble?
I don't know. What are you laughing at, Cranston?
I am the Shadow.
I've come for vengeance.
That Crick and the schoolmaster sent him off his rocket.
I'm the Shadow.
Shut up, Cranston. Get back against the wall there.
Cranston? I am the Shadow.
Okay, so you're Napoleon. Now get back.
You can't see the Shadow. No man sees the Shadow.
Come on, what's wrong? They can see you. You've lost your power.
That ain't all he's lost, ladies. Stand away from him.
No, I won't let you do it.
Don't make it too tough on yourself.
Baby, do like it.
Take
your hands off of me.
I told you to stay out of my hair, sister. Now you're gone.
Oh, no!
Oh! Margot! You killed Margot!
Rocco, I'll kill you with my bare hands. Look out.
I'll kill you.
Cranston, it's me. Hey, wake up. Wake up, huh?
What?
You've been dreaming, you bet. And I got bruises to prove it.
Then it was all a dream? Shadow. You're not dead, Shreve.
Not that I heard. Am I supposed to be? Am I supposed to?
Yes, it was all a horrible dream. It was so real. I dreamt about Rocco and Regan. You and Margot. Where is Margot?
That's why I woke you, Mr. Cranston.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. I figured Miss Lane was taking pretty long, so I went in the hat store to see.
And?
Well, the lady says Miss Lane left 15 minutes ago. A man followed her into the store, said something to her, and she left with him.
Oh, Shreve, it's a dream coming true. They've got Margot.
Who?
Rocco and Regan, Shreve. They swore they'd get even with me. They're trying to do it through Margot.
That dream sure must have been real. It sure must have been.
Yes, it was. Very real. Something about it didn't strike quite true. Now, what was it? What was it? I know. It wasn't something in the dream. It was something that should have been in that wasn't. It was the girl.
What girl?
Back when we broke up Rocco's gang, there was a girl who fronted for them. The police couldn't get enough evidence to convict her, but she was in it, all right. That would explain why the police can't find Rocco, too.
Well, how?
There must have been someone on the outside to help in that jailbreak, Shreve. We've got to find that girl, Shreve. She's the key to this whole thing.
Well, if we don't know who she is or where she is, won't that be difficult, Mr. Cranston? Won't that be?
Not too difficult, Shreve. I've got an underworld contact who could find a pier in the ocean. I'll get back to you later, Shreve. I'm going down to see Mr. Adolphus Claremont Poindexter.
finally decided to come too.
Where am I? Who are you? What do you want with me?
My name is Rocco. Al Rocco.
Oh.
Well, you know of me, huh? Good. We got mutual friends, Miss Lane. I'm going to use you to stage a reunion.
What do you mean?
Lamont Cranston and I have an old debt to settle.
What's that got to do with me?
I can't contact Cranston without having to worry about the police, but if you call him...
I won't do it.
Be a lot more satisfactory paying Cranston what I owe him personally, Miss Lane. But if I have to pay him through you, I guess I'll just have to do it.
You're bluffing.
The guard at the prison died this morning, Miss Lane. I've got nothing to lose. They can only hang me once. Well?
What do you want me to do?
Call Cranston. You'll tell him to drive his car out to the Skyville Highway. 5 miles past the blinker, there'll be a dark sedan waiting.
But...
The telephone, Miss Lane. I haven't much time.
No, I won't. My wrist. You're hurting my wrist.
The telephone.
All right. Oh, no, call.
Quiet, Creed. This may be the break we need.
Quiet, Tom.
This is
Regan, Annie. Annie?
Hmm?
Listen, I only got a minute. Al's getting edgy. He wants me to pick you up at the corner of 8th and Convent in half an hour. Will you be there?
Go, you big girl, or let me go.
I can't hold him anymore, Mr. Cranston.
Give me that phone.
You're too late, Annie. Regan just hung up.
Regan, why, you...
I'd like to stay here and keep you company, Annie, but I've got a date.
You listen.
Sorry, Annie, but you won't get lonesome. I'll leave Shreve here with you. And I'll give your love to Rocco when I see him.
Rocco's going to be sore when he finds out I didn't pick up Annie. I waited for it as long as I could. Better give Rocco that signal. He'll blast me before I reach the cabin.
Yeah, Rocco. Stay.
Where's Annie?
I don't know, Rocco. I told her to meet me like you said, but she didn't show up. I waited for an hour.
Something must have gone wrong.
You mean you think the cops got her? Yeah, we better get out of here.
Not until I do what I came here to do.
Well, can't you forget that guy, Cranston? You'll never get away if we keep hanging around here.
Come inside. Well, Miss Lane... Ready to tell us where we can reach Cranston?
I tell you, I don't know. I tried to reach him in his apartment, and he hasn't come in yet.
I haven't got time to fool you anymore. I'm going to kill you.
Shadow, thank heavens you're here.
Shadow.
Yes, Rocco. This is the Shadow. Now we do meet under different circumstances.
Where are you? Where are you?
Right here at your elbow, Rocco. See?
Fix it again. He's alongside of me. Get him.
Now I'm over here, Rocco.
Yeah, I heard all about that guy. He's not a yeoman.
I'm getting out. Regan, come back. Regan.
He won't get far, Rocco. I took the trouble of letting the air out of all your tires.
You devil. What do you want with me?
I want nothing, Rocco. The state wants your life.
Listen, Shadow, the minute I hear anything that sounds like cops coming, the girl gets it first.
You.
Don't move, Miss Lane. I can't see the Shadow, but I can see you. Well, Shadow, looks like a stalemate.
Is it, Rocco? As soon as I let the air out of your tires, I took the precaution of removing the bullets from your gun. Sorry to deceive you, Rocco, but I did have to distract your attention long enough to take your gun away from you.
I'm not like Shadow, I'm not...
No? That's what you think, Rocco. You hear those sirens? That's the police on their way here to make sure you keep that date at the death house.
Margo, what's been bothering you? You haven't said a word for the last 5 minutes.
That girl, Lamont. That Annie.
Hmm?
You must have known her pretty well 5 years ago to know where she lives.
What? Darling, I tell you, I never saw that girl before in my life.
Then how is it that you dream about it?
I didn't, Margot. That's just the point. She wasn't in the dream.
And you missed her. I see. And all along...
Now, look, darling.
No, you needn't explain to me, Lamont.
Margot, that kind of a girl wouldn't go for me.
Wouldn't go for you, Mr. Cranston. Oh, you don't know the half of it.
Oh, murder.
So she did go for him, Trevi?
If she could have got loose, she would have gone for him. With a butcher knife, she would have gone for him.
Oh.
There, you see? Margo, I give you my word. If Trevi keeps this hack, there are two things I'm going to do.
What?
First, I'm going to swear off sleeping. And second, I'm going to nail up that trap door of his.